So if Marlon Wayans calls in, it'll be the very last time he's ever on the show.
There's a promo.
he blows us off all the time, and we promote that he's coming on.
Right.
Because I say no, and then someone will say, please do it.
But you gotta do it!
And then I'm like, okay. And then I do it.
Right.
And then I already know what I'm going to get with this guy.
Yeah.
He doesn't show.
Right.
And then he doesn't show. And then, like, all right. And then he doesn't show. And then it's like, well, phone call. And I'm like, phone call is easy. How hard is it to wake up and pick up a phone? And he's not even one of the famous ones.
He's
got the resistance. By the way, if he does call, I'm going to start kissing his ass immediately.
Yeah, right. All right. Between us.
Okay. Yeah, this is just us talking here.
Don't tell him.
It's just us.
Right.
He's got residual fame.
Yes.
Because his brothers are superstar comedic geniuses.
Right. Keenan Ivory Wayans, Damon Wayans.
And I could already predict to you how this is going to go. I'm going to change subjects.
Right.
Then he's going to call.
Yep.
Look, I know this is a good problem to have.
Yes.
I know there are people working right now with real problems.
Real problems, yes.
What are your problems at work?
What's your problem?
The bane of my existence doing this is like someone calling in like, hi, you hear me? Hello? Hello?
Right.
Hello? That.
Right.
Not speaking into the mouthpiece.
Yes.
Or a guest just like sleeping in.
Right. Ah! Can't get up.
Ugh. See, I was just getting to something. Hey, Marlon Wayans, how are you?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
What's good. Up? Did they just wake you up?
You damn right they did.
At least you're honest about it.
Yeah.
You sound a little too happy about it. You was like, did they wake you up? Like, yeah. Yeah, good.
Well, we have a history together.
Right.
I know you talk to a lot of people because you're a big comedian superstar.
Right.
But you've blown us off twice in studio appearances. And then the phone call at 9 o'clock when we open up the break and it's like, well, they're looking for him now. I'm like, yeah, right. Well, this is Marlon being Marlon.
My self-esteem has gone way down.
But thank you.
Oh, that's messed up. Did I really blow you guys off? I apologize.
Oh. Well, thank you. Apology accepted.
You know what it is? It's that time difference. When y'all call this damn early, it's 3 hours earlier here.
It's true. Yep.
If you was an afternoon show, I'd never miss you.
No, of course
I know.
Not. No.
I appreciate it. I appreciate you getting up. I got to tell you, if I didn't have to be up in the morning, I would not be up in the morning.
I'd be asleep right now, too.
I would be sleeping.
Maybe
right
it's just a dream right now.
Yeah, part of that you're hearing is jealousy, for sure.
Yeah, you're right. Right.
Yep.
That's
what kind of mess do you put in your coffee to get up this early every day?
Nothing.
It's really the paycheck that does it.
Yeah.
What grain of crack is it?
We were talking about crack earlier.
The strongest one available, yes.
Have you ever done crack?
Why would I try crack?
I don't know.
No.
I don't know. You brought it up.
I haven't either. So.
You asked what strain.
I didn't even know there were strains.
I didn't know there were strains.
I don't like the after effects that come with crack.
No, gotcha.
If we're being honest here, I once took a hit off of a crack pipe.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And? I would like to watch that. You want to take another hit? Let me just record you like National Geographic.
Like Jane Goodall, Gorillas in the Mist.
And
look what he's doing now.
Everybody put a lock on it. Everybody put a lock on their zippers as he tries his crack.
Why? What? Why lock on your zipper? What happens when you take crack?
The same crack here.
What? What? Right, Phil? What?
You automatically start doing things that you go.
Oh,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because you want to get more crack. Yeah.
And for low prices. That's
right.
That's amazing.
Oh.
Yeah. You become the ability to do things.
Right. All
you
right.
Want more.
I get it now.
Right.
I know if you take bath salt, you like eat people's faces off.
Yeah. Oh man, that story.
Yeah.
It'll live with me forever.
Seriously. Yeah.
Why not just do a little bit of weed and call it a day?
Exactly.
That, I mean?
Right.
Way better.
Chill out. Yeah. Watch some TV.
I get paranoid when I smoke weed now. It's not fun. I got to be around people that I trust.
You're smoking the wrong kind.
I heard that.
I got a weed line.
Nice.
I have a weed line coming out. You can smoke mine. I'll be like, if you want to be paranoid, you can smoke this one.
Right.
But if you want to be like kind of paranoid, but if you want to be horny, smoke this one. Like,
really?
I'm going to have it down to the grain.
Okay.
I don't need
Dr.
that
Green,
one.
I have a
I need that one.
You don't need the horny one?
You don't need the horny one.
This is true, yeah.
I got a weed that feels like crack. How about that?
That's what it's called.
Which one would I want? Is there one that's Giddy?
Giddy, okay, yeah. You want
Giddy.
Yeah, feel loose.
I'll have the Giddy strain, too.
Nice.
Are you really coming out with a weed line?
Yeah, I don't know the name of it yet. I'm thinking about, I don't know the name, but it's with Dr. Green. You can Google it. I'm in Forbes magazine.
Dr. Green.
You know, I'm gonna have it down to the strain. Google it.
Nice.
Sweet.
We're doing it right now.
Yep. I'm not lying.
Of course not.
Oh, no.
Launch probably later this year. Launch party coming up in Miami on, I think, later on this month or in the beginning of August. Just a launch party where I'm going to have people tasting it, have some cigars there to roll. It's going to be a nice little swallow.
Call different tokes.
Different tokes.
And then you'll be like, now the world don't move to the beat of just one toke. What might be right for you may not be right for some. Right.
That is great.
Different tokes to the real world. Yep.
A man is paranoid. He's a man up here.
Is it me or is this the busiest you've been in a long time? You got the special out. You're touring. I didn't even know you had weed coming out.
Who knew?
Well, my special's out on Amazon Prime right now. It's called Good Grief. That's my fourth one. I also have three on HBO Max and one on Netflix. So now I'm working on my fifth special, my sixth special, and this one I think is each one gets better. This one I really feel like this is my best one
awesome.
So far.
That's
so
cool.
I can't wait for you guys to see it down in Bridgeport. Every time I come to Bridgeport, I got new stuff. I don't come there with the same old act for like 10 years every year.
Right.
I switch it up. If I'm gonna come back to the city, I'm gonna have a new hour. That's the way I like to rock.
Excellent.
Is it me or do you have more specials out for someone who's been doing stand up? Like for the length of time you've been doing stand-up, you have more specials out than anybody, right?
I think I'm up there. I'm getting up there. I think, of course, Chris Rock has a lot, and Chappelle has a lot, but I've only been doing it 12 years.
Right.
But, and I'm trying to play catch-up.
Nice.
And the thing is, in stand-up, right, I waited a long time to do it, so I got a lot to talk about. I have a lot of stuff. Like, I got 50 years of life. And I'm like, let me just hurry up and get this out of here so I could tell you about what I'm doing, like, right now.
Yeah.
And plus, I've had a terrible last 3 years. There's been a lot of pain. And I find pain to be a lot of fun. So it's kind of like therapy. And, I just
like,
feel
what
like
kind of pain?
The more pain. I lost 60 people I love,
my
mother and my father.
Yeah, what?
And I got a whole special called Good Grief, and it's about how to deal with grief. It's a really funny special about my dead parents. Check it out, guys. It's great.
How can I not?
Wow. I didn't know,
if you
man.
Want a good laugh,
yeah.
Listen, watch this special about my dead parents.
Right.
It's hilarious.
Right. Have some weed first.
Well, there's a challenge.
Nice.
Turn that pain into a laugh.
Or one hit of crack.
Wow. That's sick. Did you literally have 60 people in your life pass?
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah. We're Mama Lambs. I got a big-ass family.
This is true.
Oh, that's true.
This is true.
But
some of them don't really count,
like 60
though, right?
People I love.
Just like peripheral.
No,
yeah.
Actually, it's 60 people I love.
Oh,
wow.
I'm just like people. Man. I 1 week I lost 4 people.
That's
were they together?
I think they all hit the same crack pipe.
Right.
And it had
Do you try to get a discount at the funeral parlor?
Yeah, but those cheap people, I just want to sell you something.
It's true.
It is something.
They should get like a punch card. Like
it is the
showroom.
Yeah. Like the different caskets,
right.
Different levels.
Or the Cordoba over here.
I think.
Well, I learned what you could do is just like you could open it up and then just throw two bodies in there and let them split a tombstone.
Nice.
That's
right.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
And if you surround that cheap casket with flowers.
They're not going to be like, hey, move over.
Right.
Like, you know, do they really feel it?
They don't really care.
No.
They're gone.
Bendable, posable.
Yeah.
All set.
Well, you can just fire it up, you know. If you cook them, it's
right.
Free.
Oh, Viking funeral.
Right, exactly right. But you want to have like a smell to
these
it. Like,
throw,
you know.
Throw a damn party.
Right.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I want the apple pie scent.
We're back to the strains of weed now. Right. What scent do you want when we're burning your body?
Exactly right. That smells like a nice candle.
I'd like to be embalmed with the apple pie scent, please.
Right. Give me soft baked cookie, please.
I want McRib.
McRib.
Thank you so much for coming on, man. We appreciate it. I heard you have to go do
hey,
a
man,
Zoom now. Thank you. Marlon All Wayne's right, well, coming to the Stress Factory.
I will do a hit of crack with you guys any day.
Okay, cool.
All right, so next time you come to the Stress Factory, come in studio.
Please.
Or you could schedule it, then blow this off.
I really hurt you that way, for that blow up. I'm really sorry.
No, you
but
know what?
I just got scared. I knew one of you take hits of crack, and I was like, I don't know about this.
Well, make sure
sounds shady. Sounds shady to me.
Marlon, this is my favorite segment of the day. Thank
you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for getting up and calling in.
Kick ass.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.